Oh, it's your Mountain of Rock, Q94, Scorpions right there, still loving you on this Thirsty Thursday morning adventure. I'm Gary Lee, and it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci at the Bayou Resort. How are we doing, Gary?
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful, beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning? Oh, my gosh, it's so nice outside.
Oh, yeah, this is much, much better. Much better. But you know what's coming. I mean, it's just going to get crazy again with the heat.
It is. And enjoy this beautiful. It's 67 degrees right now. I'm one or two more of these, and we won't see one until the fall.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll wake up, and it'll be 80.
Yeah,
the lake level, 560.19. It's up just a little bit. Yeah. Yeah,
it's in good shape. I mean, we had over an inch of rain yesterday. One guy even told me it was almost 2 inches.
Wow.
Yesterday morning. So, but yeah, it's still in great shape. They've been doing a good job getting some water down and that. It looks awesome. It really is. I happened to be out the other night and it looked. That was before the rain yesterday. But it was clean and clear, almost too clear for fishing. But yeah, it was in great shape.
See any mermaids?
You know what? We stopped and looked for a while, and I almost thought I saw one. It wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
I did too. I thought I spotted a mermaid in a polka dot bikini top, and when I threw my net over it, I found out it wasn't. It was a tourist. So, yeah, luck yet. But how about the fishing? How's it been?
Well, with the heat last week, the best times was earlier in the morning, early, first light, some topwater action back in some of the coves and stuff in there, and it was looking pretty good. And then the later in the evening, throw some darker colors out there, and it's been pretty good. The crappie bite still been good for a lot of guys, and it's been a good mix of live bait and jigging both, depending. You need both, because if one's not hitting, then you want to try the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But a few limits, and several guys, you know, with 8, 9, 10. So, yeah, it's still going on. That water temperature, we're somewhere 82 to 85 in there, depending where you're at in the lake.
Mm-hmm. The striper bite still kind of going on. I've seen quite a few of those caught here over the last few days.
Oh my gosh, yeah, they've just been tearing them up. I know they're a lot of guys saying they're starting to move to the down towards the dam to some of the deeper waters and stuff, deeper cooler waters. But not too far from here. They've been jigging for them. Live bait still again on the stripers and hybrids has been a good call.
Yeah. The largemouth, people been telling me they've been throwing some buzz baits and, right at dusk, dark and early morning and having a blast with that.
Absolutely. The buzz bait and, some different topwater baits, some plastics that you, wouldn't put a jig head in and just float those on top and work like any other topwater. Been really good. Throw that back in the brush and keep it on top. It's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's a good. I mean, there's kind of short wind. I mean, you can catch fish in the middle of the day, you know, but
you can.
It's so hot out there on the lake.
Right, and then the bite's been a little bit better. I'd say from first light till about 10 o'clock, with the heat we've been having, not like today, but with the heat we've been having, you know, you get up, it's already 70 degrees plus out, and yeah, so the earlier bite and then the late evening bite's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
And for that, we're, you know, getting towards the end of June here and stuff, and we're still talking good fishing. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing, too, that is the big bluegill, those, they're just, oh, my goodness. I told you last week, man, we killed them.
Yeah, the bluegill been awesome, and the catfishing. So people are catching the small brim and using those, you know, cutting those and using those for bait, and that works great on jugs and trout lines and stuff. And it's the time of year for bluegill, especially, you know, you get those. I like catching the bigger ones on that, but if you're down here visiting and you got your grandkids, your little kids with you, get them out there and get a line wet. I mean, it's so much fun to see the expression on their face when they do that. You know, your little bobber out there and they see it go down and they're yelling, "Grandpa, Grandpa, I got one." You know, that's good memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, hey, and, you know, I guess some limb lines, trout lines, they've been catching some catfish, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Good time of year for that. Out on the points and just into the coves and stuff on that, been really good for catfishing. Yeah, it's good for the end of June. I think we're doing good.
Yeah, I'm ready. It's time. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, check it out, look at some of the pictures. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com. And I just want to let everybody know, we just had a cancellation. I have one open studio cabin for this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
I've had so many people call that I've turned down over the last week or so, and then we just had a call that someone couldn't make it or something. So, hey, it's out there if someone needs a cabin, going to get away for the weekend before the 4th of July, give us a shout.
Right on. How can I get hold of you again?
At 870-467-5277 or our Facebook page or our website. They can give us a call.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good.
Hey, again, that's Gary Faraci, and don't forget, your 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.